your dreams are bigger, bolder, and more badass than the life you're living now, but something just keeps getting in the way. Join certified coach and former therapist Diane Wingert for the Driven Woman podcast. She'll show you how to get rid of whatever is holding you back so you can stop spinning your wheels and up-level your life. Get ready to hop in and buckle up. This is the Driven Woman podcast, and we're heading for the fast lane.
Hello, 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 driven women and future driven women. You know, I've only been starting the podcast by reading some of my reviews for just a couple of episodes now. It has already become my favorite thing to do. Here's another one. This one is from Annie PR, who says, "Pure gold. This podcast packs a content wallop within a short 8 to 12 minute time frame. Diane is whip smart, inclusive, and has a great way of using storytelling to drive action. A great listen for women entrepreneurs, especially neurodiverse ones." Thank you, Annie. This is exactly the kind of feedback that makes me want to keep on podcasting indefinitely. Do you want me to read your review? I can't do it unless you send one. If you don't know how, just Google it. It's so easy. Open up the podcast app on your phone, scroll down to the bottom, and follow the directions. If you seriously want to give me a review, but you can't figure it out, I'm not that techie. DM me on Instagram or Facebook. I will walk you through it. That's how serious I am. Okay, here we go with this week's episode called "Productivity Does Not Mean Getting More Done." This is a good one, so lean in and enjoy. I have always been a go-getter. I loved having a crazy busy schedule with lots of projects and goals and tasks and to-do lists. I loved having the once empty space on my calendar just jam-packed and filled in with all kinds of colors. Because I thought fast, decided fast, took fast action, and finished fast, it was many years before I even bothered to question whether I was doing the right things with all that time, energy, and effort. As long as I was busy, getting stuff done, moving quickly from one thing to the next, and occasionally breaking a sweat because I just barely made it in time, I was happy. In retrospect, maybe it wasn't actually happy, but it passed for happiness because being in motion is simply what felt good to me. Well, years later, after my ADHD diagnosis, it all made sense. I needed to be in momentum in order for my brain to feel normal, even if I wasn't going in the right direction or even had any destination at all. I thought I was being productive as long as I was always busy, and I always made sure that I was always busy. Just ask anyone who knows me. My curiosity and my interests have led me to many fascinating places, and I was always all in. If something attracted me, I was obsessed, and I could hardly think of anything else, at least until the shiny wore off, and then I was off to the next thing. Sometimes I would be fascinated with something new for a period of days or weeks, and other interests lasted more than a decade. It was always a bit of a love affair, I guess. My enthusiasm was my fuel, and if I was enthusiastic about something, I could spend an enormous amount of time pursuing it. So much so, I almost forgot about the rest of my life. I love to learn, I love to work hard, and I love to create things. So in the eyes of others, I was ambitious and successful. But in my eyes, there was always a sense that I was missing something, which caused a low level of anxiety and pretty chronic self-doubt. Well, as a result of the aging process and the impact of the internet bringing the prospect of literally learning anything my little heart could desire or even imagine around the clock without even leaving home, making decisions about how to spend my time, my energy, and my attention has become a necessity. My brain doesn't work quite as quickly as it used to, and my physical hyperactivity has slowly transformed into highly frustrating distractibility. I simply don't have the energy level that I always had, and I frankly took for granted. In order to accomplish anything of substance, I needed to learn what genuine productivity is. And as it turns out, it's not what I thought it was. Productivity is not getting tons of stuff done in a day, a week, a month, or even a lifetime. It's getting the right stuff done. Newsflash, what is the right stuff, you ask? Well, at least I asked. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I can't tell you. I would tell you. I'm not holding out. It's that I can't tell you what your right stuff is because I don't know you or your life. But here's what I can tell you. Your right stuff, the stuff that you should be spending your precious time, energy, effort, and attention on, and nothing else, is based on a couple of filters, namely your goals and your values. Your goals are the things that you are striving for in life, the things that make you want to get up in the morning and take action, the things that you are motivated to achieve or accomplish. Your goals are not your tasks, and they're not what's on your to-do list, and they're not what other people expect of you either. Your goals are so much more than what's on your bucket list. They are the things that give your life purpose, and the thought of reaching them makes you feel proud. They might even be your legacy, the things that you want to be remembered for. See how meaningful they can be? It really makes me sad when I meet people who tell me they have no goals, and there are more of them than you might think. To me, not having goals is like being a ship without a rudder. Goals give a sense of meaning to our lives. And when it comes to productivity, they are the gatekeeper for our time and attention. The other gatekeeper, or you could think of a double gate or a screen door and a regular door. Anyway, there I go with my analogies. But the other important filter is your core values. You could also think of those as your personal values. Now, if values is not a word that you tend to use, you can just think of it as the stuff that matters the most, whatever you may call that. For many people, what matters most is family. Others value faith, friendship, fun, freedom, flexibility, financial security, and those are just the F's. There are 25 other letters in the alphabet and multiple values for each of those letters. If we know what our goals are and we know what our values are, do you see how we could use this information as filters for what to do with our time, energy, and attention? Well, remember when I said that productivity is not about getting more done, it's about getting the right things done? Well, knowing what your most important goals are and your heartfelt values are means that you can choose to focus only on things that are actually in alignment with them. And this, my friends, is how you get the right things done. It actually feels so logical when I hear myself say it. I feel completely embarrassed that I had no idea what a difference it would make to actually begin to live this way when I fully embrace the concept in my own life. And by the way, if you have the slightest interest in working with me as a coach in either my one-on-one or group programs, it's one of the things that I always start the coaching process with. Because we all want to get places, we all get in our own way, but if we do not know what matters the most And why? We're really still shooting in the dark, even with all the productivity tips and tools and strategies that I or any other coach could teach you. If you happen to be like I used to be, running from one thing to another, believing that you're being productive because you're always busy checking off multiple tasks every day and still feeling that you're missing something, don't worry, I've got you. Figuring out your goals and values is actually simpler than you think. There are many places on the internet where you can find goal exercises and core value exercises, just like the ones I give to my clients. So let's fast forward just a bit so you can see how this works. Let's just say that as a result of doing these two simple exercises, you get in touch with the following facts about your top three goals. You discover that you want to have a happy marriage that lasts a lifetime. You want to raise healthy, well-adjusted kids, and you want to be able to contribute to the world and retire debt-free at age 55. Your core values are connection, discipline, and security. You see how that makes sense? Now that you're clear on your goals and your values, in this hypothetical example that probably applies to a whole lot of people, ask yourself whether the way you are spending your time, your energy, your effort, and your attention, and your cash reflects these goals and values. For most of us, the answer is sadly no. Nearly all of us are wasting far too much of our lives, which basically consists of nothing more than our time, energy, effort, and attention on things that have zero to do with our true goals and values. TV, Netflix, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram are just the tip of the iceberg. There are countless time wasters in everyone's life, from checking emails far too often to time spent looking for things you already have because you're disorganized. Listen, I have ADHD, and I know what a struggle it is to feel like you are on top of your game. But the good news is, by embracing these two important filters, you can actually start creating a truly productive life, not just a busy one. It won't happen overnight, but every little step adds up. And over time, you will end up in a very different place than if you simply allow yourself to drift and stay busy. Hey, I'm on this road right there with you, so you don't have to go it alone. And just knowing that you are doing what really matters instead of filling your days truly makes it worthwhile. So I'll see you on the path, and remember, pay attention to what really matters and what you really want to feel proud about at the end of this life. And do your very best to put up barriers between you and everything else. See you next week. If you're a female business owner or entrepreneur who has ADHD, I don't have to tell you, it impacts everything. Your perfectionism, your procrastination, your people-pleasing, your distractibility, disorganization, imposter complex, all of that gets in the way of sharing your brilliance with the world. But guess what? I've got you. Up until now, it's only been possible to work with me in private coaching one-on-one, but I kept getting requests for groups. So I've decided to go all in on groups starting this fall at two different levels. Want to figure out if working with me in a group coaching experience is right for you? And if so, which one? There's a link in the show notes. We'll get you on the wait list and start giving you all the details to make the right choice for you. Want to hear from someone who's actually worked with me and discovered that with ADHD, as an entrepreneur, there is no magic pill? Here's my client, Rachel.
I didn't have you helping me along the way to understand a lot of this stuff, the meds would have been a waste for me, a complete and total waste. I would have had a little bit more energy maybe, but still the habits, whatever. There's no magic pill. It's always going to be something I'm going to have to work on. And I am understanding that and being okay with that and just kind of working through that and thinking and being intentional and stopping myself and doing all of the things for the first time in my life. I'm going to tell you right now, the meds have allowed me to slow stuff down enough that I've never been this effective at anything cognitive ever in my life. But I've also never had it explained to me by somebody who understands what's going on in my head either.
You've been listening to the Driven Woman podcast with Diane Wingert. Want more straight talk and strategy each week that will take you from spinning to winning? Don't forget to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you won't miss a single episode. Then head on over to the Driven Woman free and private Facebook group community. See you there.